आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद हिज मलेशियन काउंटर पार्ट अनवर इब्राहिम इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। टू कंट्रीज टू साइन अ नंबर ऑफ एग्रीमेंट्स फॉलोइंग द टॉक्स। India and Japan to hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to be issued today. Supreme Court to hear today case related to recent rape and murder of Kolkata doctor. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with Indian contingent for Paris Paralympics beginning 28th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. Mr. Ibrahim arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day state visit to India. Our correspondent reports that this is his first visit to India as the Prime Minister.
The visiting dignitary will be accorded ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. He will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, and after that, there will be bilateral discussions between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a luncheon in the honor of his Malaysian counterpart. Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the evening. India and Malaysia have a strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The bilateral relationship was elevated to the status of enhanced strategic partnership in 2015 during the visit of Prime Minister Modi. As both countries enter the second decade of enhanced strategic partnership next year, the visit of Mr. Ibrahim would pave way for further strengthening of India-Malaysia bilateral ties by charting out a multi-sectoral cooperation agenda for the future. With Anupam Misra, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue or bilateral meeting is scheduled between Mr. Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry said India and Japan share special strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met visiting Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa and Defence Minister Minoru Kihara in New Delhi yesterday. They took stock of bilateral defence and security ties. Mr. Modi said that partnership between India and Japan is promoting peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. Japanese ministers arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Ahead of a New Delhi visit, Japanese Foreign Minister Kamikawa said, India's strategic importance has never been greater than it is now. She said India is located in the center of the Indian Ocean, sea lanes connecting Asia and Africa, and is an important partner in realizing a free and open Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. Mr. Lal said the Prime Minister will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on the 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said it is also a landmark and historic visit since this will be the first time an Indian Prime Minister will be visiting Ukraine in more than 30 years since the diplomatic relations were established. The visit will build upon the recent high-level interactions between both the leaders. Minister of State for Law and Justice, Independent Charge Arjun Ram Meghwal, has sat out at the Congress over the issue of lateral entry into bureaucracy. He said that the Congress party has started the practice of lateral entry during its government. He added that several officials, including former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, entered the government as a lateral entry. Mr. Meghwal said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has changed the system and made an organized manner for lateral entry now.
Dr. Manmohan Singh ji bhi to lateral entry ka hi part hai. 1976 mein seedha aapne finance secretary kaise banaye? To lateral entry to aapne shuru ki thi. Modi ji ne vyavasthit ki hai. 2005 mein administrative reform commission bana. Uski report mein hai. Aapne kiya hi nahi. Modi ji ne isko vyavasthit kiya. Unhone kaha bhi aise nahi. UPSC ko de do jo rules banayegi, tarike se legi. Ye contact ki post hai.
The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be issued today. 24 assembly constituencies in Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in this phase. The last date for filing nominations for this phase is the 27th of August. The scrutiny of nominations will take place the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidates is 30th August and polling will be held on 18th of September. The final electoral rolls for the assembly elections in the Union Territory are likely to be issued today, with the number of voters expected to be close to 90 lakhs. The list detailing areas and electorates will be of particular significance this time, as the boundaries of many assembly constituencies have been changed following the delimitation exercise and the increase in the number of assembly seats from 83 to 90. Out of 90 this assembly constituencies, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 are reserved for ST candidates. In Jammu and Kashmir, a moderate earthquake with a magnitude of 4.9 struck Baramulla district early this morning. In a social media post, the National Centre for Seismology gave details of the earthquake. There have been no immediate reports of casualties or significant damage. Authorities are monitoring the situation for any further developments. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Supreme Court will hear today a case related to rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata recently. A three-judge bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the matter pertaining to the rape and murder of a doctor of West Bengal government-run R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The apex court has taken suomoto cognizance of the matter, which has shocked the country and thrown the medical fraternity in a turmoil. The case has already been heard by the Calcutta High Court, which ordered that the probe be transferred to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The case went to the High Court after the woman's parents and a few others were unhappy with the police investigation, filed a petition. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the bail plea filed by Bharat Rashtriya Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita today in corruption and money laundering cases linked to the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. Last week, the apex court agreed to examine Kavita's plea and asked the CBI and Enforcement Directorate to file their reply. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of this month. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share the input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 23rd of this month. Over 1 lakh people joined the India Independence Day parade at the Toronto Nathan Phillips Square on Sunday as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Ontario Premier Doug Ford, ministers and mayors congratulated the 1.8 million strong Indo-Canadian community. Indian origin Federal Minister Anita Anand, who is the president of the Treasury Board in Trudeau's cabinet, and Ontario Assembly member Deepak Anand were present as Indian Council General Siddharth Nath unfurled the Indian flag. The heart of Toronto, Canada's largest city, was turned into a riot of color as truck floats depicting various states passed through the main arteries. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to the American bridging proposal on the release of hostages after a three-hour meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jerusalem. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said the Prime Minister reiterated Israel's commitment to the current American proposal on the release of the hostages, which takes into account Israel's security needs. The statement marked the first time Netanyahu publicly endorsed the latest U.S. formula. The U.S. proposal enables the finalizing of hostages for ceasefire deal by the end of this week. Meanwhile, Hamas has rejected the U.S. formula. In a statement, Hamas charged that Netanyahu sets new conditions and demands to thwart the talks and prolong the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent for the Paris Paralympics, which will begin on the 20th of this month. During the interaction, which was held through video conferencing yesterday, he said the athletes are going to Paris as flag bearers of India. Mr. Modi said that 140 crore countrymen are blessing the athletes.
कोई भी खिलाड़ी हो उसकी बुनियाद हौसलों से बनती है खिलाड़ी अनुशासन की शक्ति से आगे बढ़ता है उसकी सफलता उसके आत्मविश्वास और आत्मनियंत्रण की गवाह होती है लेकिन जब बात पैरा एथलीट्स की होती है तो ये सच्चाई और ये चुनौती कई गुना बड़ी हो जाती है
Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said this time India is sending its biggest ever contingent to participate in the Paralympics. He said 84 talented Indian athletes will represent India in Paris Paralympics.
मुझे यह बताते हुए खुशी हो रही है कि इनमें से लगभग 50% एथलीट पहली बार पैरा ओलंपिक खेलों में भाग ले रहे हैं। हमारे लिए यह भी गर्व का विषय है कि भारतीय खिलाड़ियों ने टोक्यो पैरा ओलंपिक गेम्स में 19 पदक हासिल किए थे इसी तरह पेरिस में भी ये एथलीट देश का नाम बढ़ाएंगे
In Telangana, heavy rain lashed several parts of Hyderabad and also other parts of the state from the wee hours. The Hyderabad Meteorological Centre has issued an orange alert of heavy rain along with thunderstorms and lightning for various districts of the state for the next 4 days. Several parts of Nalgonda, Suryapet, Nizamabad and Nirmal districts have recorded heavy rainfall since yesterday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecasted heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country over the next 3 days. Heavy rain has also been estimated for the South Peninsula region till tomorrow. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh till the 23rd of August. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Security personnel at all central government hospitals to go up by 25%, leads the Times of India. Modi's Poland visit on August 21-22, then Ukraine on August 23, reports the Asian Age. Centre defends law against triple talaq, leads the Pioneer. The Hindu, quoting Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, says broadcasting bill only after wider consultation. Blinken warns Israel-Hamas of last chance to end Gaza war, reports the Tribune. Prime Minister Narendra Modi celebrates Raksha Bandhan with school children, informs the Statesman. And finally, Phil Donahue, talk host who made audience part of his show, dies at 88, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Two countries to sign a number of agreements following the talks. India and Japan to hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to be issued today. Supreme Court to hear today case related to recent rape and murder of Kolkata doctor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with Indian contingent for Paris Paralympics beginning 28th of this month. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.